Jesse Agner of Petersburg won the men's marathon in 2 hours, 58 minutes, and 1 second. He also won the race in 2006 and 2007. Steve Miller of Cincinnati, Ohio, was second this year, and Jason Boyle of Juneau was third. In the women's marathon, Jessica Goodrich of Klawock took first. She had a time of 3 hours, 52 minutes, and 45 seconds. Laura Sklodzinski of Brookfield, Colorado, was second, and Gina Ostby of Portland, Oregon, third. Ann James is race co-director this year and says there were participants from around Alaska and 7 other states.
And we also, this year, for the first time, had a shadow marathoner who is serving in the Marines in Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R. So he joined us there in Qatar and ran his marathon there.
James says the race's featured speaker this year was a veteran of many other races, as were others on the course.
You know, we had Laura Sklodzinski, and she set a record for 50 marathons at the age of 25, the first woman to do it at that young age. And that record has since been broken 2 times. But we do get marathoners who are trying to do the 50 states. This year we got Russell Cheney from California, and our marathon was his 49th. Alaska was his 49th state. And he just has Hawaii left to do to get his 50 states. But he has run a total of 355 marathons at this point.
Cheney, by the way, is 72 years old, the oldest to finish the full Prince of Wales course this year. The youngest, 11-year-old Kennedy Stumpf of Craig. In the men's half marathon, Jonathan Christ Tompkins of Sitka took first. Gabe Melendez of Craig was second. And Dale McMurrin of Wrangell was third. The women's half marathon winner was Trina Nation of Klawock. Second place went to Melissa Castle of Craig, and Marquetta Eath of Petersburg was third. It's the third year for the half marathon race of 13.1 miles. Besides the full and half marathons, teams of 4 or more people also run the course as a relay. James says the weekend was full of new offerings for people running this year.
We had free massages for the first-time marathoners. We had a splash and dash at the city pool for all participants. We had an ice cream Sunday buffet at our awards ceremony. And our course is now certified for both the full and the half. We had special designer race bibs for our first-time marathoners and a free spaghetti feed for the full marathoners. We had a new banner that was there at the high school.
James says with blue skies and a good race, the weekend seemed to go almost perfectly.
We're just totally pleased with the way everything went, and we really appreciate our visitors, especially who came to our island, and we hope they enjoyed it. And we would love to welcome everybody back.
The 16th annual Prince of Wales Marathon will be May 23rd, 2015. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.